Galway 2-16, Dublin 1-14. It was all square 2 minutes into injury time in Parnell Park on Saturday afternoon, but Galway struck 1-2 in the final moments to clinch an important morale-boosting win. While all teams in the group qualify for the knockout stages, Galway needed a victory after a tough defeat to Kilkenny the previous week, and after a great battle with the well-drilled Dublin side, they clinched the points. It was Galway that started well and had a point on the board within 10 seconds when Owen Malidi burst through the Dublin defence before splitting the posts, and Killian Roach with a free meant Galway led 2 points to no score after 5 minutes. Cathal Barrett and Conor Quinn replied for Dublin to bring the sides level by the 10th minute, but Dublin would go on to score 5 of the next 6 points to lead 7 points to 4 by the 25th minute. Then on 28 minutes, Killian Roach free went low and was blocked, and Kieran Lee was quickest to react, and Lean hit the ball to the back of the net to bring the side's level at 1-4 to 7 points. The side swapped points before the break with Eamon McGlynn a point on 29th minute for Galway, before the impressive Dara Kilduff with an excellent point brought the side's level going in at the break, 1-5 to Galway, 8 points to Dublin. On the resumption, Rory Flannery edged Dublin in front with a point, but 3 points on the trot from Kieran Lean, Brian Canlan, and a third Killian Roach free meant Galway led 1-8 to 7 points by the 40th minute. Rory Flannery then with a free brought it back to a 1 point ball game, but Owen Malidi set up superbly Eamon McGlynn, who from a standing position pointed to give Galway a 2 point cushion by the end of the third quarter. Galway 1-9 to Dublin's 10 points. It was now end-to-end stuff and exhilarating to watch. Sub Jamie Ryan introduced and scored 2 excellent points on his introduction. But then on 52 minutes, Dublin were brought right back into the game when they were awarded a penalty and after a Dublin player was upended in the square, and Rory Flannery sent the resulting penalty to the back of the net, a point between the sides on 52 minutes. Dublin then were level on 53 minutes when Darragh Kilduff brought the sides level at 1-11 apiece. Brian Canlan then had taken over the free-taking duties from Killian Roach. He edged Galway back in front before 2 in a row from Dublin's Rory Flannery and James Norris had Dublin 1-13 to 1-12 in front as we entered injury time. But it was Galway that finished superbly. The excellent Jonah Donlan up from centre-back pointed to bring the side level before Brian Canlan with his second free edged Galway back in front 1-14 to 1-13. As we entered the second minute of injury time. Owen Brennan then with an equalising point for Dublin, and we thought it might have been all over, but Galway then with that 1-2 in the closing stages clinched victory. Kieran Lean was the first to point to edge Galway back in front, and after Stephen Kane on as a sub, he bore in on goal, and an excellent save from Pather Ryan in the Dublin goal. The ball broke to Brian Canlan and he hit the ball to the back of the net to give Galway a 4 point cushion, and Brian Canlan then was an excellent point in the 4th minute of injury time meant Galway won by 5 in the end. The final score in an exhilarating encounter in Parnell Park, first victory for the minor Galway hurlers this season. The final score from Dublin, Galway 2-16, Dublin 1-14. This is Gordon Duan for Galway FM.